Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, I can't get over it. So low, I can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it.
Hello and welcome to this holy half hour here on 3TFM with me, the Reverend Alec Noble, Minister of Saltcoats North Parish Church. It's really nice to have your company for another half hour of chirpy chatter and profound patter mixed with a medley of moving music and sensational singing. This whole programme has been inspired by Russell Brand's interview by Kirsty Young on Radio 4's Desert Island Discs. You know Russell Brand, the well-known comedian and controversial chappie. I say well known, but how well do we really know him? What do we really know about the real Russell Brand? How well does Russell Brand know himself? Come to that, how well do we know ourselves? Will the real me please stand up? So this programme is all about reality. What is real? Here's Foster and Allen, the famous philosophers, to shed light on the mystery of reality.
Oh, as I went out walking once down by the strand, I spied a young damsel, she was dressed up so grand, with feathers and fineries and jewels of gold. Oh, she looked like a damsel of 19 years old. Then I hugged her and I squeezed her till she gave her consent, and off to be married the pair of us went. And after our marriage, 'twas home I did stroll, oh, with a beautiful damsel of 19 years old. Then after our marriage I laid down to rest, to retire for the night with my fair maid so blessed, and asked Lord of Wadding from her waist she did fold, and she looked like a cuckoo of 19 years old. Now she took off her eyebrows so fair and so fine, she took out her false teeth and she looked 29. Then she took off her false wig, her bald head soon told that she looked more like 90 than 19 years old. She screwed off her left leg just down from her knee, she took off her fingers and she left only 3. She took out her glass eye and the carpet it rolled, ah, sweet holy Moses, she was 90 years old. Now all ye young fellows, when a courting you go, examine your damsel from her head to her toe. Get married in time or you'll surely be sold to a blooming old damsel of 90 years old.
You are listening to the Holy Half Hour as we delve into the mystery of reality. What is real? We live in a world full of artificiality and falseness, fantasy and advertising images. We seemingly bear our souls on Facebook. But in truth, T.S. Eliot the poet long ago was right when he said, "We prepare a face to meet the faces that we meet." We're asked, "How are you?" And we always say, "Fine," even as we cry inside. Famous people are often famous for just being famous. They become household names. We think we know them so well. But in truth, they're just projecting screen personalities. So what do we know about the brand Russell Brand, for instance? Kirsty Young tried her best to unmask the real Russell Brand as she interviewed him on Desert Island Discs. But it's not clear that she succeeded. She said at one point, "You make a living out of jokes about your own life. And yet, when an interviewer asked you personal questions, you got offended. How's that?" He explained that the things he said about his own life were usually not true. They were just for laughs. As a well-known person, he works very hard every day to protect his privacy. So the audience will never know the real Russell. It's a fair point, is it not? But what if we all do that all the time, even with our nearest and dearest? What if we hide ourselves from even ourselves? What if we all try to hide from God, like Adam and Eve in the garden? Martin Luther said, "Don't tell lies to God." We all try it, but we find that it doesn't work. Even the dog can see through me. So will the real me please stand up?
Baby, you understand me now. Sometimes you see I'm mad. No one alive can always be an angel. When things go wrong, you see some bad. But I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood. Sometimes, baby, I'm so carefree, with a joy that's hard to hide. Sometimes it seems that all I have is worry. Then you see my other side. But I'm just a soul. Misunderstood. If I surrender, I want you to know I never mean to take it out on you. Life has its problems, and I get more than my share. But one thing that I never mean to do, I love you, baby. I'm just human. I have faults like anyone. Sometimes I find myself alone, regretting some foolish thing that I have done. But I'm just a soul.
That was Alfie Beau, but even St. Paul wrestled with the real me issues. In Romans chapter 7 he says, "The good that I want to do, I do not do, and the bad I do not want to do, I do, again and again. Who will save me from myself?" We all know the feeling of starting out with good intentions and then falling flat on our face. We want to be good, but we also have favourite sins. So will the real me please stand up, as Dolly Parton explains.
Struggle through life in stumble and fly and make our mistakes. Ask God to forgive us for all our sins. Then we take off our horns and wear halos again.
Russell Brand said an interesting thing. He said, "I do take drugs, but I don't have a drug problem so much as a problem with life. People say they take drugs for social reasons or to get highs, but the real reason is to dull the pain of living," he said. For him and many others, drugs is an escapism, a way of escaping temporarily the strains and stresses of life. There are many escapisms on the go. Alcohol, cigarettes, sex, and drugs, and rock and roll, gambling, TV, partying, the list is endless. There are more subtle forms of escapism too, like family, when you live through your children's lives instead of living your own life. Like family, when you cling to mummy and daddy instead of learning to fly the nest. Escapisms like busyness, when it's used as an excuse to avoid forming relationships. God, the church, religion can be an escapism when it's about fixed views instead of thinking for yourself, when it's about habit rather than reality, when it's about a comfort blanket rather than fire in the belly, passionate beliefs and lifestyle.
When it's all been said, there is just one thing that matters. Did I do my best to live for truth? Did I live my life for you? When it's all been said and done, all my treasures will only what I've done for love's reward will stand the test of time. Lord, your mercy is so great that you look beyond our weakness and find purest gold in miry clay, making sinners into saints. And I will always sing your praise here on earth and ever. For you've shown me heaven's my true home. When it's all been said and done, you're my life when life is gone. When it's all been said and done, there is just one thing that matters. Did I do my best to live for truth? Did I live my life for you? Lord, I'll live my life.
So what is reality? What is real? Reality TV can be very false. Coca-Cola is not the real thing. So what is? We're all searching for reality. Oh no, we're not. We often run away from reality. Reality scares us. Truth be told, we've a love-hate relationship with reality. We're like moths to the light, attracted and repelled at the same time. We know that reality can burn us, so we don't find it comfortable getting too close to reality. That is why we have all the escapisms we spoke about. Russell Brand spoke about having a manic side to him, which he can switch on and off. If he finds it useful, he lets his manic self go, on stage or in facing or running away from awkward things in life. I remember speaking to the actress who played the battle axe character of Mrs. Mack on the TV soap Take the High Road. She admitted to me that underneath she's a sweet soul. But when dealing with rough garage mechanics or complaining about faulty goods, she sometimes went into the Mrs. Mack character to give her the missing confrontational edge. Here's Alfie Beau discovering his own reality in his daughter's eyes.
In my daughter's eyes, I am a hero. I am strong and wise, and I know no fear. But the truth is plain to see, she was sent to rescue me. I see who I want to be in my daughter's eyes. In my daughter's eyes, everyone is equal. Darkness turns to light, and the world's at peace. This miracle God gave to me gives me strength when I'm weak. I find reason to believe in my daughter's eyes. And when she wraps her hand around my finger, always puts a smile in my heart, everything becomes a little clearer. I realize what life is all about. It's hanging on when your heart has had enough. It's giving more when you feel like giving up. I've seen the light. It's in my daughter's eyes. In my daughter's eyes, I can see the future. A reflection of who I am and what will be. Though she'll grow and someday leave, maybe raise a family. When I'm gone, I hope you'll see how happy she made me. For I'll be there.
We have a great way of not coming to terms with the realities of life. Look how many human beings cannot get their heads round death. We all know that each of us is going to die, but how few of us really face up to that reality, like Chris de Burg.
Don't pay the ferryman. Don't even fix a price. Don't pay the ferryman. the lightning flashed and the thunder roared, and people calling out his name, and dancing bones that jabbered on a moan on the water. And then the ferryman said, there is trouble ahead, so you must pay me now.
Don't do it.
You must pay me now.
Don't do it.
And still that voice came from beyond. Whatever you do, don't pay the ferryman. Don't even fix a price. Don't pay the ferryman until he gets you to the other side.
And another reality, of course, is taxes. And facing up to them has its own difficulties for us, and for Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings. As human beings, we also struggle all our lives with the reality of change. We know that the one constant thing in life is change. Yet we keep trying to keep things the same. It's crazy. Kenny Rogers here is very nostalgic.
It's been a long time since I walked through this old town. Oh, how the memories start to flow. There's the old movie house, they finally closed it down. You could find me there every Friday night 20 years ago. I worked the counter at the drugstore down the street. Nobody's left there, I would know. On Saturday mornings, that's where all my friends would be. You'd be surprised what a dime would buy 20 years ago. Life was so much easier 20 years ago.
On the other hand, we, like Dolly Parton, also complain about the reality of daily routine and its unchangingness.
Tumble out of bed and I stumble to the kitchen, pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets, the traffic starts jumping. With folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5, what a
And suffering is a big part of reality, but we go to great lengths to avoid suffering and sweep it under the carpet. And after the suffering is done, we are all going to go on a long journey after we die, but how many folk prepare for that journey? But the biggest reality which people fail to face up to of all is God. God, our creator, sustainer, redeemer, judge, father, our constant companion on the journey of life and the one who waits to give us welcome at journey's end. Most people are not sure about whether he exists or not. His reality is worth checking out, surely. If he is for real, then it will be very important for us, with consequences in this life and forever. Personally, I believe. But the point here is, believe or don't believe, but don't just sit, not knowing one way or the other. Don't run away from facing up to the reality of the crucial issue. If you do, you will either end up a contented atheist or a committed believer. If you don't, you'll be haunted by the fear of a no-go area in your life and the knowledge that you're running away. So, go for it. Think about reality. You just might get a pleasant surprise and find that reality is quite a nice God after all. Bye for now.